Sometimes I wonder if either I've lost my mind or if the world around me, or at least the part of it that is attached to sports, isn't going bat guano crazy. I've thought that my perception of things was reasonably sound and based in some kind of reality, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've become the old man in slippers, yelling for all the kids to get off my lawn, and the world has just moved to a more highly advanced place and left me behind. I've wondered for a while now why the games we watch and enjoy have become increasingly coarse and uncivilized, why taunting and preening have become standard behavior among athletes at virtually all levels, from the professional ranks all the way down to the kids who play Little League and Pop Warner. This came to a head, in my mind, near the end of Sunday night's NFC Championship game. There, Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman made a dazzling play to tip a pass away from Michael Crabtree of the San Francisco 49ers in the corner of the end zone. The pass, if completed, would almost certainly have sent the 49ers back to the Super Bowl. Instead, Sherman reached high and tapped the pass into the hands of his teammate, linebacker Malcolm Smith. In my mind, a reasonable person would celebrate the joy of reaching the height of his professional career, the Super Bowl, and get ready to enjoy the spoils of his victory. Instead, Sherman ran over and taunted Crabtree, a man who had just lost his chance to go to the Super Bowl. He smacked him on the butt and yelled something in an attempt to provoke a reaction from Crabtree. Crabtree pushed his helmet away. Sherman then brought his hands to his own neck, making the universally recognized symbol of choking, implying that Crabtree had blown the game. Immediately following the game, Fox reporter Aaron Andrews tried to get Sherman to describe the decisive play, but he was having none of that. Sherman instead looked directly into the camera and ranted about how the fact that he was the best cornerback in football, that Crabtree was mediocre, and that Crabtree had talked about him, though he never specified what was said. It seemed clear-cut to me that Sherman had acted like a boor, and I took to social media to say that. I was shocked to see that while my thoughts were largely echoed, there were large veins of opinion that excused Sherman's conduct. In some corners, Sherman's ability and talent gave him license to say what he wanted. There were those who thought Andrews was at fault for attempting to interview an emotional player without letting him cool down. Then there were those who wanted to see things in a racial prism. Sherman, who was black, was called a thug by some, thug having become a code word for urban criminal. In truth, Richard Sherman is a Stanford graduate. He has written some intelligent and thought-provoking pieces for Sports Illustrated's website and is a usually interesting interview. But he stepped over a line Sunday night and deserved to be sharply criticized for it. If doing so makes me an old fogey, well, guilty as charged. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@wypr.org. And you can follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Mary Rose Madden, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.